For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's basketball team is sophomore forward Taylor Vold out of Hermantown, Minnesota. And first of all, Taylor, congratulations. Your team's on this 5-game win streak. Very magical season despite everything that you've been through. Talk about what it means to your team to be finally turning that corner.
Oh my gosh. Well, for the last 3 years I've been here and 4 for the girls who are seniors now, we've just been grinding and working super hard. And in the past 2 years I've been here, you know, we haven't always seen that success that we're seeing this year. So we've always been putting in the hard work and we've always put in the extra hours and we've always been kind of doing the right things to get where we're going. It's just taken, you know, those 2 seasons as kind of buffer seasons. And now here we are kind of coming out with those wins and proving to everyone else who we've always known who we are right now. So it means a lot to us to finally be able to leave a weekend feeling good and letting everyone else know that we have the talent and showing everyone else the talent we've always known that we have.
Your team hadn't won 4 in a row in conference play since 1991-92. That's just insane to think that that's that far ago. Did Coach DeVille, after your Saturday game, give you guys any kind of idea that that was how long that streak had been?
No, not really, honestly. We kind of just go into every weekend and we kind of end every weekend as well, just trying to make it seem almost normal so that what we're doing every weekend is just kind of what we do. So we don't really look too much into past stats of our old team or our old seasons or stats of Beavers in the past. We kind of just go with the flow every week and kind of focus on what the weekend's ahead. And then once the weekend's over, we say good job. And then we go get after it again the next week.
Well, I got the chance to broadcast those games against Minnesota State that started this streak. What a great weekend of basketball that was. It was incredible to watch how far this team has come. You had a great game off the bench in Saturday's game, and you're not a starter, but you're a bench player. How important is the bench to this squad?
Oh my gosh. Our bench, whether you get in the game or whether you don't get in the game, Coach DeVille talks about it all the time. It's one of the most awesome aspects of our team. And that's something that's so, so special to our team, because whether you get in the game, no matter the amount of minutes, whether you step on the court for a second and that's it, whether you don't get in the game, whether you play 40 minutes, everyone on the team always has the same amount of enthusiasm, regardless of the amount of minutes you play. And to come off the bench and have to provide that energy in the beginning of the game and then go in the game and then still hear the same amount of excitement come from that bench, it's just, I think that it plays such a massive role in the success we are having this season. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun to play.
Taylor, speaking of reflecting, take us back to last year. You had a season-ending injury that kept you away from playing. First of all, how was your rehab to get you back into shape? And secondly, how much did this season, despite the challenges, the adversity and everything with the COVID-19 situation, how much did the extra time help you get back onto the court and in 100%?
For sure. Well, rehab this time around, so in spring of 2018, I had torn my first ACL, and I came in my freshman year with that torn ACL not recovered yet. The first one was definitely difficult because, you know, I'm entering into a new scenery, a new college, new people. But the second time around, you know, I tore it when I was with my team, and so I was able to recover with the same people. So I was able to, you know, go through rehab with like a family, like this huge, huge support system, my coaches, my teammates, my friends, basically everyone at BSU here is just an awesome, huge support system. And so rehab the second time around was kind of a breeze. Like ACLs are not easy, but it was definitely a lot easier to go at this rehab and recovery, knowing that I have such a huge support system. And, you know, if I'm having a bad day, no one's going to give me a tough time for it. You know, they're going to help me out. My coaches were super understanding, you know, whether I had to go to physical therapy or if I just needed a day off or I couldn't take it, it was hard to watch basketball. They're super understanding. So that process was absolutely awesome. And those extra months you're talking about because of COVID, I was so anxious to get going. But, you know, in the long run, I think it definitely helped me not try to rush into things too fast. And it was able to give my mind a little like mental buffer as well, that it's like, all right, it's a few more months till we get to play a game. But, you know, my body and my knee probably needs it. So it worked out for me in the end, whether I wanted it or not, because I was so ready to play. But it definitely helped. But I'm just so happy to finally be playing. My goodness.
Taylor, what is your major and what are your plans after school?
I am a double major in business management and business marketing, and I just picked up a minor in management information systems. I currently have, I think it's either 2 or 3 years left of eligibility if I want it. I haven't decided how much of that I am taking. So my plans for after college are still a little bit on edge because I'm not sure where I'm headed yet, but definitely something trying to stick towards marketing for physical therapy facilities or sports performance facilities, something along the lines of that or working in that type of department would be right up my alley.
Taylor, it's been a pleasure visiting with you. Good luck this weekend. Go get a couple more wins and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Thanks so much. You too.